This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time in the hour, starting another hour of conversation. My pal Jim Bohannon is one of the announcers for the inaugural. He's going to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk about his experience past and what he expects the present to bring. Noticing, Victoria, that the White House announced yesterday the president and Mrs. Obama have a bond with a group of youngsters, and they gave, as part of the, the legacy, in a sense, there was a swing set.
It
was purchased for use by Malia and, is that how you pronounce it? Malia.
Right?
And Sasha. Mm-hmm. There are two swings, a slide, a rope ladder, a climbing wall, a tire, a pair of binoculars, and there's a plaque on the side that reads Malia and Sasha's castle. It was installed outside the Oval Office when he first got into the presidency. They were 11 and 8, respectively, Malia the older of the two, and then they offered the playset to Barron Trump, but the Trump said no, thank you. And I don't, you know, whatever it was, they said nah. So the president then took the bull by the horns, as it were, and gave the White House swing set to a playground in the district. So that'd be very nice.
Yeah, cool. I thought that was really sweet.
That's a nice thing. Yeah. Sweet. Well, there's a lot of that stuff, though. That's part of the legacy of what the whole thing. The focus has become so much on policy, but the human side of all of these people and what their experience has been living there. I thought, frankly, when I went on the White House website to look at these pictures of the, I thought I wanted to see him. I've never really. You know, I've not given him the benefit of the doubt always, and I wanted to see what his human side, because we all have a human side, and I want to look at those moments of the presidency. And I remember doing that when George Bush was getting out. And maybe it's too late now to make them human, and that's one of the other things. We expect the presidents to be superhuman. They're human beings, for God's sakes. They have to do everything that we have to do. They're just in a job of impact and importance. As a lot of people are running businesses, it's nothing but a big business. He's running a big business.
Yeah.
And so will Trump be better qualified to do that than he is? Who knows at this point.
But I think you're right.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, and the family legacy. I mean, can you imagine, you know, I know that it gets lost a lot, but there are so many young black children in America who have only known a black president and a black first lady. That's really remarkable for them. And to have the swing set donated to inner city kids in D.C., they're going to swing on the same swings that the first children did, and that dignitaries' children went and swung on with them and had fun. And, you know, I mean, there's so much, but that's an unbelievable legacy to pass on to, you know, normal kids who would never have an opportunity like that to touch that part of history. And I think it's really lovely.
All right, speaking of passing on, Jim Bohannon and I have a pact. We are not going to pass on. He's the only guy on the radio, I think, that has more years in than I do. And he's actually, I think, never mind more years on the air. You're just older than I am.
I'm both of those things.
Yeah. All right. So happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. And you are? I'm sorry, my memory gets a little short.
Wait a minute. Let me think. I'm Sean Hannity, and you are?
No, that's exactly, and I'm not sure. Joy Brown, I don't know.
No. We'll have a moment for her, in fact.
Yes, we should. Lovely.
So Jim Bohannon does an evening program syndicated around the country from 10 until 1 East Coast time. Been on the air for 30-some-odd years doing that program, but is a seasoned veteran broadcaster. We like it. We say long on the tooth. when it comes to broadcasting. One of the many things that he's done is be the voice. The whole controversy about this older fellow, and it'll happen to you sooner or later, Bohan. And they're gonna plug out from you. But anyway, you're not as old as this other fellow who was 89, and he'd been the voice of some of the aspects of the inaugural for a long, long time. So with that notoriety and that story, I thought it was interesting. Most people didn't know that. The focus was on giving Trump a shot because he's getting rid of this old guy and they're putting in a new guy and yada, yada, yada. And there you are, having done this for a number of inaugurals. You're at one end of the inaugural and this other fellow is at the other end. Is that right?
Yeah, there are five parade announcers stretched along Pennsylvania Avenue. And Charlie Brotman, the old guy, first started doing this in 1956 for Eisenhower's second inaugural. Charlie's the guy who got me in 1977 for Carter and 4 years ago for Obama's second. Charlie and I go back, gee whiz, probably 30 or 40 years. Wonderful man. I was very, very sad to hear what happened. Charlie urged me when they decided to dump him. He said, go ahead, do it. Said, don't drop out because of me. So I felt it was unfair. I mean, to be perfectly frank, it was age discrimination because he was told that they didn't think he was young enough to do it. But be that as it may, now you know Charlie's going to be on television now.
Yeah, right. He's going to make a few bucks.
Yeah, exactly, and more people too, because you know we're going to reach, you know, maybe several hundred people on the sidewalk there.
And there may be a few more listening or watching it on NBC. It is one, I mean, this is an aside. This is something that you have, I'm going to guess, have probably talked about on your program. You don't really do, you're like me, you don't do the political thing in the sense that people don't really know where you stand most of the time. And that's not really what they want. They want to know what's going on and to hear from you an interpretation and conversation with people that are experts and fun folks that have something to say. In addition to we know we have something to say. You know you have something to say. I know I have something to say. But there are other people who have things to say as well, and it's good to be able to communicate those things. And I think that's what sort of is the hallmark of what you and I do together. The thing about what people have in their minds, the perception, and that's really what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with perception versus reality. So just let's into the nitty gritty of what goes on when you do something like this. When you have a microphone in your hand, you're introducing people. You do a lot of hosting. You do a lot of introductions for people in various circumstances. So how does it feel? And when this fellow asked you to do it when you first started doing it, and you went out there and you actually did it, how did it differ from your normal broadcasting routine? How did you feel? Did you have to pinch yourself? Did you have goosebumps, or did you just take it as another assignment?
Well, no, I thought it was a very special thing. Of course, it's kind of unique for we in radio to look out and literally be able to see every person in your audience because you're on a riser like I was 4 years ago out on the sidewalk. Or then in 1977, I was actually in a hotel room in the Willard Hotel on the second floor, which was so scary. If you've got a minute here, that was a scary time for me. You got a second?
Yeah, tell the story.
Okay. Yeah, what happened? Well, I was supposed to be the parade announcer, first time ever. Thought that was really cool. And so I show up at the Willard Hotel. I'm in the lobby. Got my my driver's license out. Press passes on. And the Secret Service was nowhere to be seen. I figured, well, you know, they're going to check me out. So I took the elevator to the second floor, got off. Nobody was there. Walked down to the assigned room, and there were a couple of Carter aides and all the sound equipment. And I look out on the street, and I am looking at Lee Harvey Oswald's wet dream. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you're right on top of this. And I thought you could not miss. And I had this big briefcase with me, one of these big briefcases. You could have held a rocket-propelled grenade in that thing. And finally, I looked at these two Carter aides, and I whipped out my driver's license, and I said, he's not the governor of bleeping Georgia anymore. And I finally got their attention, you know, that maybe you shouldn't let a total stranger in here look down on the president of the United States.
And what was their reaction?
That got their attention. I think then they thought they had a crazy man on hand, but I, at least I got their attention. Oh, I could have walked in, shot both of them, and just sat and waited. Just
Isn't
sat and
amazing?
Waited. Absolutely.
It's just
the security was atrocious.
Ah, Jeez, I mean, you pay all that money for it. All right, so that's one of your memories. Let's go through some of your other memories as you've described this for the various presidents. We're talking to Jim Bohannon, who's host of the late-night program on Westwood One, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country, known around the country, a gentleman Jim. I call him Jimbo. I think other people do, too. I wasn't the first one to call you that. Oh, by the way, Victoria Schillen is Victoria Schillen. I have these two ladies, Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan, and I put their names. I do the double dice with all of them. Victoria was behind us. Remember when you and I were driving around New York last year at the convention? And Victoria was behind us. She loves to tell the story all the time.
Oh, you were the co-pilot, Jim. Okay.
I was the co-pilot.
Not much of a navigator, are you?
I'm sorry?
Not much of a navigator, are you?
Oh, I wasn't navigating. Let's make it abundantly clear.
Clearly.
You're talking about the fact that we took the wrong turn. I did not know where I was going. I was strictly relying on Doug Steffen.
Thanks. That could be a mistake.
Don't try passing that buck, partner.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the memories and the experience that you've had and what your expectations are for the Friday event.
Well, first of all, it's not that dissimilar to other parades that I've announced, although it's bigger. It's not certainly Rose Bowl parade size, but it's a good sized unit. You've got marching units from all the services, all the service academies. Some marching units are in Colonial Guard because there are Colonial Recreation units based around Washington. High school units from all over the country. There are floats. It's really quite an elaborate, and it's a long, long, long parade. And occasionally, I know you always try to get the names right, because you have people their moment in the sun, you want to say it right, and inevitably there'll be some name come up, and now here's the Marching 100 from wherever it is, Matt, in New Hampshire. You do the best you can. Looking ahead this year, it's going to be very interesting. There are people who have vowed to disrupt this. Now, of course, everybody knows the parade route, Pennsylvania Avenue, from the Capitol, west-northwest of Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House. On the other hand, getting to the parade route is always very difficult. There are certain access points. Certain subway stations are closed. So I'll be curious to see. The one disruption I'm looking forward to is the 420 disruption. Do you know about that?
No.
Okay, 420, of course, is, or maybe you don't know. I didn't really until I heard it. But 420 is slang for marijuana.
Oh.
There's a long story about how that came to be.
Oh, okay. I did hear this.
Yeah. Okay. Now then, they are going to be apparently thousands of free joints are going to be passed out in the crowd awaiting Trump's remarks. And now, of course, recreational marijuana is legal in Washington, D.C., but toking up on federal property is not. And they are going to start stopwatches. And at 4 minutes and 20 seconds into Trump's speech, everybody is supposed to toke up. I'm going to run my stopwatch, and at 4:20 in, I'm going to look around, and if I see puffs of smoke coming up from the crowd everywhere, I'll know it's happening.
Yeah, isn't that funny? People are so funny. Well, there have been those who said they were going to throw things at him, you know, this kind of disrespectful disruption. Is he going to be out walking like some of the others have been, or is he going to be in the car?
Oh, you know he'll be out walking. Since Carter, they pretty much all have. He'll definitely be out walking. The Secret Service hates that. Yeah. And honestly, if somebody wants to get knocked to the ground or even shot, there's nothing you can do at that point. I mean, he'll be vulnerable, and I just wish they wouldn't walk at all, frankly.
Yeah. Well, it really is. It's pretty amazing. The transition of power, peaceful transition of power, is one thing we celebrate. We've got a lot of cucamongas in our country. I don't know how. We got about 30 seconds how you're approaching it. I just think whether you voted for him or not, it seems silly to do anything other than support the guy and hope he does well, because it's good for everybody if he does.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's time to close ranks. So the election's over, and let's get on.
Yeah, let's get on with it. All right, so you're going to be on station. Is what you're doing any of it going to be on the radio, or is it just going to be local for the people in the audience here?
This will not even be, it'll be the area right around that area on loudspeakers. You divide the 16 blocks up into 5 segments, and there'll be loudspeakers. So I'll be heard over 2 blocks, maybe.
All right. Jim Bohannon, ladies and gentlemen, one of the announcers for the inaugural parade. Jimbo, thanks. Have a good time. 21 after on the DJV Experience.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
After the hour, music time in this hour of DJB. Doug and Victoria with Garth Brooks, who has a distribution platform called Ghost Tunes. It's an alternative to iTunes. Or is he going to have his own downloading facility in Amazon? What is this all about?
That's exactly what he did have, and he was really ahead of his time. This started in, I think, 2009.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, he wanted to have an alternative to iTunes, and I don't even think Amazon Music existed back then, but iTunes did. And so he started his own platform. You know, it didn't really do that well, so now Amazon has bought it out from him.
Really?
So it will now be a part of Amazon Music. Which
so
is interesting because...
Is it going to be different offerings, more offerings, expanded offerings? What happens?
Well, originally when he started Ghost Tunes, there were things like T-shirts and posters and CDs that were also for sale, which other music platforms don't do that. They don't do merchandise. So if you're a fan of Garth Brooks, you did get a lot of perks. He, I guess, has told his users that throughout the next month, there will be some perks for Ghost Tunes members, but then it's eventually just going to sort of all blend into one on Amazon.
I see. And other singers are in this now or will be in it?
Whoever he had on Ghost Tunes, I would assume would be people on his label, and so they are all going to get absorbed into Amazon as well.
Huh. So it's better, is this, but the bottom line, better for his fans, better, is there more opportunity, less money, or is that not the case?
I think if you're a hardcore fan, I don't know that this is a better thing, but he just wasn't making any money, and I think as a business decision, he was too far ahead of his time, which happens with technology sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I know. Listen. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
All right, back to the inauguration. Remember Sam and Dave? Dave's dead. Sam is not. And he's going to be on the list of performers for the inaugural events this weekend. This is at least there's nothing but good that comes out of this guy. Crank this up, Jerry. Yeah. He's 81 years old, by the way. All these politically correct boobs who are going to perform at Trump's inauguration. yada, yada, yada. And some of the things Bohannon was talking about, you know, people who want to disrupt things. There was a news report that he felt that the criticism leveled at Jennifer Holliday was unfair. She chickened out. And other musicians
have chickened
out.
I don't know that.
What the hell's the matter with people that they would go to that extent?
I know.
Just
well,
have
to,
what is the matter with people?
Right.
Anyway, so he's performing tomorrow night. Sam is performing to Make America Great. I had that whole list of... what did I do with the list of performances and things that were going on? I'm not looking
for it. Tomorrow night is the welcome celebration.
Yeah.
And so I think Lee Greenwood and Toby Keith are also performing tomorrow night to kick
off. So it's a good thing. Yeah, Lee Greenwood, Toby Keith, when it comes to that celebration. But there are performers from all different walks of music that are participating as well. All right, do we have time to tell the George Harrison story, Kara? This box set of vinyl albums that's going to come out next month. There's, let's see, February 24th. The Harrison Estate announced yesterday that this set, which includes his son.
I think his son is curating this, but it's basically it's a two-LP set of Live in Japan along with all of the solo stuff that George Harrison ever did, and it's all being released on vinyl. So if you're a fan of George Harrison, this is definitely what the collection you want.
Yeah, this would be cool.
Yeah.
Got my mind set on you. Yep. All things must pass. So this is very, very cool. I'm all over this myself, actually. It's nice. The version of Harrison's 1980 book, I My Not Mine, is also being released, I guess, in concert with this. So that's cool. 28 past the hour.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week Tuesday, January 17th to Sunday, January 22nd. The moon starts out in the lovely air sign Libra, the peacemaker, and heats up just in time on Friday for inauguration day in the water sign Scorpio, the passionate. We end the week on Sunday in the fire sign Sagittarius, the positive thinker. We do have a lovely astrological highlight this week. The sun enters the sign of Aquarius on Thursday and will be stationed here for 30 days. The mood will be energized and easy, and life will move quickly. So get all of your goals together for the next 30 days. For a private session with me, just send me an email at smbworks@earthlink.net. And remember, all of Doug's show listeners get a discount. Have a lovely week.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now. Conversation about what's going on today continues. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria. Keelan Jen has moved on to another assignment at the controls in our studio in Washington. Is Kara Schillen. The good news, I suppose, for some, I would consider this to be good news, frankly, because I'm not a fan of abortion. The
it's good news
abortion,
for everyone.
Right. Yeah, I guess it would be considered
good news. Oh, this is 100%.
Victoria. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the lowest number since recordings began after the Roe v. Wade decision in the 70s. There was a research group, Guttmacher Institute is the one responsible for doing the work on this, advocating for reproductive rights, supports legal abortion. The rates have dropped below a million for the first time since 1975. Last year, there were, an estimated 958,700 abortions, fewer. Well, that goes back a couple of years, and then there were fewer last year. The average now is about 14, somewhere between 14 and 15 abortions for every 1,000 women aged 15 to 44, the lowest since 1973, in fact. And the numbers have been going down. There were a lot in the 80s, for sure. Students, you know what the story is. It became, for some, I remember when I was in college, Victoria, it became the method of birth control, in fact.
Really? Wow.
Before the use of the pill or, you know, a lot of other things that are available. Excuse me. It was, you know, you get pregnant and you go see a doctor and have an abortion.
Right.
And so, but the emergence of other things, condoms have never been used well, I don't think. IUDs, depending on the health of the women, is an option. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Birth control bills can be dicey down the line. I think there wasn't a lot of research. It was just some, okay, I'll take a pill and we'll get pregnant. So everybody got one.
Right.
But then there were some women who had some real serious complications down the line. Here and now, I think there is a plan afoot, isn't it, to get contraception over the counter? Not have to get a prescription for it anymore?
Well, emergency contraception, also known as Plan B, that, I believe 2 years ago, that became available in most states as over-the-counter without a prescription. It's still behind the pharmacy, so you still have to go to the pharmacist to get it, but you don't need a prescription for it. That has been, that's been credited with the lowering of the number of abortions. IUDs have come a very long way. And that's on target now with the pill, 99%, 98.9%.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so, you know, it's interesting with all of the political stuff going on right now and women marching for women's rights and reproductive rights. Reproductive rights are also, part of that. It's not just about abortion. It's about access to birth control. And birth control is very expensive if it's not covered by insurance. And, I mean, I remember when I first got out of college and when I was in college, I was still under my parents' plan, so it was covered. But when I then was on my own and started and had a job and my birth control wasn't covered, I was on the pill, that's expensive. And when you're first starting out and you have to choose between $40 or $50 a month in birth control or not, you know, or paying your rent or whatever, that's a big expense. And it doesn't seem like a lot to older people maybe or more well-established people, but as a woman, like, that's a choice that we really shouldn't have to make. And certainly abortion is not a choice that we should ever have to make if we can prevent that. So that's to me is when you see the women, you know, marching on Washington about reproductive rights. For me, it's access to birth control is the largest issue. And Planned Parenthood, which is, you know, in the crosshairs right now, they've seen a 900% influx of IUDs that they have provided since Trump got elected, because women are afraid they're not going to have a birth control option. And IUDs can be good for 3 years, 2 to 3 years, depending on which model. So,
well,
you know, women
of,
are scared about it.
It is, some of it's hype and some of it's reality. The thing that offends me is that most of these decisions are made by fat old white men.
Agreed.
Who don't have any say or sway in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's number one on the hit parade. I have long been an outspoken advocate of defunding not just Planned Parenthood, but all of these groups so that they go out on their own, have their own way of funding. I don't think it's appropriate for the government to fund these things, to pick and choose one over another. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. It's fair. It's just because there are some people who do disagree and they have legitimate reasons for doing it. I happen to have been a supporter of Planned Parenthood. And I have been since I was in Cincinnati. I remember holding a rally, and it was one of the things that made me very unpopular when I was first in Cincinnati. I was approached by the woman who was running Planned Parenthood, and she made a good case for a fundraiser. There was one all sort of put together, and she wanted to know if I would. And I afterwards realized the reason that I was asked to do it, because I was the new guy in town, and all the other, there were a dozen radio hosts for the two stations that were doing talk, and, you know, they were from Cincinnati, and they knew how unpopular, you know, this whole thing was going to be in Cincinnati, because Cincinnati is like St. Louis. They're happy to see a wall put up. You're talking about a wall in Mexico. You build a wall around St. Louis or Cincinnati and keep all the strangers and outsiders out, they'd all be happy. So anyway, I stuck my foot in it, and I was the spokesperson. I hosted the rally for this fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And through the course of it, I honestly didn't know that much about Planned Parenthood before I knew that my former wife had used it. And I knew some other people who had used their services, but I didn't really know the extent. And it was a real eye-opener because the news media and all the people who don't like Planned Parenthood try to sell them as an abortion clinic, which is not what they are at all.
Exactly.
It's a health care clinic for women, and it happens to deal with reproductive rights, but all kinds of, I mean, reproductive function, but they do all kinds of other things, too.
Cancer screenings.
It's just another one of these things.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
exactly.
Planned Parenthood, you know, I mean, the abortion thing, people, either they're ill-informed or they're doing it on purpose and they're lumping everything in together. But
yeah.
Planned Parenthood has no federal funding for abortions. It doesn't exist. It's just, it's not there. They have federal funding as clinics where they do gynecological exams, they do cancer screenings, mammograms, things like that. And women who are on Medicaid who have no other option, it's either you don't get healthy or you go to Planned Parenthood and you have discounts or sometimes, depending on your financial status, free birth control. I just don't see a downside to that, you know.
Well, but I'm going to go a little further with this, and not just with this, but I'm going to talk about St. Jude's. I'm going to talk about Susan G. Komen. I'm going to talk about any number of these organizations that have become entitled in one way, shape, or form to certain government funding, and I just think it's inappropriate. It is up to them, and most of them do a fabulous job. I don't know how Planned Parenthood, I know what I did when I was in Cincinnati, and that was in 1990, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that would, I don't know how they're raising money on the side now. But I do know that the many of these organizations, because they're so finely tuned, are great at fundraising. And it ought to be left to the groups themselves to convince the public as to why they deserve support. There's nobody better at it than Marlo Thomas and St. Jude. They are the best, and the best thing about them is that all the money, not part of it, but all of it, goes to help these children and to help run St. Jude's.
Right.
And so that's, but you have to make up your own mind about these things. And what bothers me, what offends me, is that money that I pay in taxes gets extorted from me to go to various things that I don't support. I happen to support Planned Parenthood, but I don't want to do it through my tax dollars. I want to do it in an educated way. People who make decisions on these things ought to do it in a way where they know what they're actually supporting, and then you do it with a clear conscience. But the rap on Planned Parenthood is just stupid and wrong, and I'm sorry that people get worked up about it. And then the whole thing that's most oxymoronic about it with me is that I am anti-abortion. I don't believe that that's the method, but it's not my business. If there was somebody with me, someone in my family who needed to have some consideration when it came to that, I would certainly want them to be counseled and talked through the other things that might happen if you carry it to term. I've had that happen in my family. And, it, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I have no business telling somebody, even if there is someone that, thank heavens, has never happened to me, but someone who became pregnant because of an activity that we were engaged in together, I would want to try to convince the person that it would be, wouldn't it be nice if you brought this baby into the world and you give it up for adoption? But then that's as far as it goes with me. And that's as far as it should go with anybody, because not maybe you help create it, but it's not your body. Baby's not, you know, it's all of this stuff that
right.
The conversation never ends on this. And then these women who are all worked up about because they think that their Roe v. Wade is going to be under challenge. That's nonsense. You want to see a revolution in this country? That's the way to have it. If you want to create a system or a way or a means in which there will be a full-scale revolution, that would be the stupidest thing that you could do. And I don't see Trump orchestrating that. I mean, Pence, I could see maybe giving it some lip service.
Yeah.
I don't see that. So you get all worked up. But anyway, the good news here, we started with this a few minutes ago, is that the abortion rate is down, and that has to mean that they're either the contraception is working better, or some people are carrying the babies to term. And so good. It's 44 past the hour here.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Now, we're at 48 past the hour. That was interesting, Victoria, that the one of the pictures of Margaret Trudeau, who was a pretty racy, pretty hot lady and always was sort of the subject of lots of gossip. There's a photo of her that's on the auction block. It's the 40th anniversary of Studio 54 in New York. Mm-hmm. And there's a documentary and a book by the owner of Studio 54, Ian Schrager. The auction is going to be down in Palm Beach. There are hundreds of prints taken at Studio 54 that are up for sale. Andy Warhol, David Bowie, Truman Capote, Michael Jackson, Elton John, John Travolta, Cher, Brooke Shields, Calvin Klein. All those pictures are going to be auctioned off in a couple of weeks. But the most controversial shot was Margaret Trudeau, who had left her husband, the Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre. She was sitting on the floor at Studio 54 with her knees and her skirt hiked up so that you could see that she didn't have any underpants on.
I don't know anything about them, really, as a family, but it sounds like there's a lot there.
She was a trip, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
She was a real trip. Not unusual to see her commando anytime. 10 before the hour here.
following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
I'd like that.
I found this to be one of the great tearjerkers of all time.
Can never get through this movie without crying.
Yeah, I know. That's a great movie. Kevin Costner starring in Field of Dreams with some of the great actors of the time. Some younger actors. Well, he was. Yeah, when was that movie made? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here because it's Kevin Costner's birthday. We're playing that. How old was he when that was done? Is that the?
It's done in 89. He's 62 today. So what's the math on that?
89. It was done in 1989.
Yep.
Okay, so that's 27 years ago. He's 62 today, so yep. That would have been he's 30. He was 35 then.
Huh. Yeah, it was prime of his career. I mean, that scene we just played, obviously, I think, one of the greatest scenes ever put on film.
Well, James Earl Jones,
you know, I'll tell you a quick story. I was reading an article on Field of Dreams the other day. Ray Liotta, who co-starred in that movie, he played Shoeless Joe Jackson, said in an interview recently that he's never watched Field of Dreams.
Really?
Then he's missing one of his best roles.
These people are weird. I mean, they're all actors that do roles and they never watch their own movie because they just feel no reason to. But, I mean, considering you're part of a classic. But, you know, Kevin Costner's first film appearance, was 1982 Ron Howard's Night Shift. He had a two-minute scene. I don't think it was a speaking role. He played a frat boy in the morgue with Henry Winkler. And,
Michael
Keaton.
Yeah. Here's
his career trajectory. 85, he does Silverado, good movie. 87, hits really big, stars as Elliot Ness in The Untouchables, one of the best films of the 80s. Yeah. Does No Way Out, a big hit in 87. Bull Durham, 88, another big hit. And then Field of Dreams, another big hit in 89. Solidifies himself really strong in the business. Then directs and writes Dances with Wolves. He's on Top of the Mountain. Does JFK in 91 and The Bodyguard in 92. Everything's going perfect. And then in 95, he decides he wants to become an action hero. This is where his career sort of goes in a totally different direction. Does Waterworld. That was a lot of bad publicity on that movie, although the movie's not a bad movie. He just lost money for the studio. And then in 97, does a movie called The Postman, which is well-intentioned, but it's a very silly movie. And then he never totally recovered in terms of being a major star in the business. I mean, in terms of calling the shots. He's a great actor. He's had a great career, but now has really been doing a lot of supporting roles. And still likes the action bug. Does action movies like The Criminal. And then he played Jonathan Kent in the Superman of Steel movie. But he had a great run. I'm a big fan, and Kevin Costner is a terrific talent.
He's on the roles he's playing now, the fatherly roles, the mature roles, the leader at NASA, for example, where he is Hidden Figures. He does a very good job.
He's one of those guys who elevates everything he's in.
Yeah, right. I'd say it was believable. Yeah, good. That's a good summation, Tucker. Good job. More movie news coming up in a moment here.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
All right, so this past weekend, Hidden Figures led. There were a pack of four or five other movies that came out that didn't do so well. I would say the number two movie last week was Patriot Games. You've seen it, Chucker. I saw it. I thought it was good. What'd you think?
I thought it was not good. I thought it was not very good. I thought it was excellent. And this is my opinion, if the voting academy doesn't take this movie seriously as a major contender to win the Oscar for Best Picture, they're just completely lost. I thought this was an excellent movie. I thought it would be good, but I was surprised how good it was. The script was very layered. I thought after the bombing itself, it felt like, I don't know if you remember David Fincher's Zodiac. The script was very layered, very suspenseful stuff, and a lot of stuff that I didn't know that about the story. Great movie.
A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Right, exactly.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.